Morning Show. It's almost Halloween and it's time for trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And we want to know, how old is too old to trick-or-treat? Can I say something?
Go ahead.
What?
My son is 6'4".
Okay.
Mm. He's a junior in high school. He was 6'2" last year. I was like, Negro, you're too old to trick-or-treat. Guess what he did?
What?
Trick-or-treated at 6'2".
He can do it. That's like, he can be a Jolly Green Giant or something.
I feel like at 16 is when you have to stop.
You have to stop.
I remember when I was 16, I was like, I did it, and I was like, it just felt weird.
Well,
like everybody on the street was little.
You didn't really want to dress up anymore right around 16.
You would think.
Go to a party.
But let me tell you something. In some neighborhoods, like in my neighborhood, I dress up as a parent. You know, everybody dresses up, but the Today Show has a few signs. Let me just read them to you real quick. Do they look more like kids or potential home invaders? Do they have facial? Like my son, I'm like, do they tower over the people whose doorbells they're ringing? If there's one place size matters, it's probably Halloween. Number two, are the kids too old to want your supervision? The thing is that they're like, Mom, I don't want you to come. Those are probably the ones that really need you to come.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't want your supervision, they don't want you trick-or-treating with them.
They're the ones,
and it's like them and some of them. Yes, they're going to be out
okay with them going by themselves.
Then they don't need to be going.
Probably shouldn't.
All right, and are they still in the spirit? Do they wait till like the last day and just put on some clothes that's raggedy up from their floor?
No costume, just got
bedroom.
A pillowcase.
Oh, a hobo.
And if they come with a pillowcase, you already know. Rush Hour Morning Show, hello. How old is too old to trick-or-treat?
You're never too old to trick-or-treat.
Never.
So if you're 40?
How old are you?
No, I'm 29.
So you going to be trick-or-treating?
Yeah, I'm trick-or-treating, but I look like a kid still. So, yeah, I'm trick-or-treating, and I'm going to have a pillowcase, too.
You know what? I wish you would come to my door, grown-ass woman.
I'm going
without
to her
a
house.
Some
no
people
costume.
Won't give candy if you're too old.
Edgman in HD says the cutoff age is 13 for a trick-or-treater. If you're over that age still doing it, you're just taking candy from the younger kids. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Rest of our morning show, hello.
Yo.
How old is too old to trick-or-treat?
There's no age for trick-or-treat, man. You know what I'm saying? You stop trick-or-treating when you're dead.
Sir,
so if you got a big 18-year-old knocking on your door, you going to give him some candy?
I'm going to give him some candy because it's all in, you know, the good thing and everything. Like, I take my kids to go trick-or-treat, and sometimes I dress up, so, you know.
But that's different. You're with children. It's different if you're with
children.
Do you have your own bag?
I still go trick-or-treating.
Sir, if you come to my neighborhood, I'm going to probably call 911. You come to my neighborhood with a pillowcase, and maybe you got some kind of costume on with something that looks like it's like a hammer or something. I'm calling 911. You know you're too old to trick-or-treat. Are you kidding? I'm not answering the door. I'm going to turn my light off when I see him. Do y'all do that? Or is he serious?
You can go with kids, but you can't have your own candy bag.
If I'm doing all that walking, Mo, I might as well have a candy
bag. You're not supposed to go to a party. You're supposed to go to a Halloween party.
Right, I agree with that.
Russ Bar Morning Show, hello.
Hi.
Hi. How old is too old to trick-or-treat?
I agree with the first lady. You're never too old to trick-or-treat. I'm 19 and I'm going trick-or-treating this year.
Wow. Lady, you better be taking your little sister.
What's your costume? What you going to be?
I am going to be a cat.
I bet.
See, you wear a cat suit and walk around the neighborhood.
Catwoman.
Get people's husbands in trouble.
Kitty.
Are you serious? This woman says her son is 6'12". He will be trick-or-treating. But he's 12. He probably looks fine. He ain't got no facial hair. You know, so that's different. Rest of our morning show, hello. How old is too old to trick-or-treat?
I say never. You're never too old.
I just can't believe it.
See, Freddie, she always trying to ruin things.
No, I can.
It's just like Christmas. When are you too old to celebrate Christmas? Never.
So you believe in Santa? So you still believe you wait for Santa? You write Santa a list?
Look, I do.
How old are you, ma'am?
I'm 27.
So you mean to tell me you'll go trick-or-treating?
Yes, look, even when I was pregnant, I showed up with no kids.
Well, you are too much.
So you go on Easter egg hunts and stuff, too?
I put a pumpkin on my stomach. I said, here we go.
Oh, that's cute. Somebody a pumpkin on your stomach. I like that. Very cute. Rest of our morning show. Hello. Let's take one more, Abbott. Hello.
I think 16 is too old to be trick-or-treating, but if you don't give them candy, then they steal the candy from the little kids. So which one do you want to be most responsible?
Yeah, bag snatching. See, that's what you do after 13. You just snatch the bags of the little kids.
Skills 503 says, I'm going. I need some candy to pass out, so I'm going to get it for free from other people first.
That's smart.
Not cool at all. I cannot believe all y'all old-ass people trick-or-treating. Find yourself a party. Will you find a costume party? Oh, my gosh. Coming up, we're going to play Who Am I?
Who am I?
101.1 The Wiz. The Wiz.